A teacher in Charlotte is trying to keep students from slipping into the typical brain drain of summer. WFAE Sarah DeLeo went to a classroom at Martin Luther King Jr. Middle School that's engaging students in a creative and different way.
The voices you'd expect to hear in a typical classroom aren't the ones you'll find in Camille Cooper's class.
All right, so this is a video of Timbaland and Jay-Z. Jay-Z had an album called A Black Album. Well, he was working on an album, he's working with Timbaland, and this is one of the songs that he was trying to figure out a song. So imagine you're a producer, your favorite artist comes to you and they say, I want to do a song. This is what happened to Jay-Z, and I'm going to show y'all a video of what happened with him in the studio.
Today, it's rapper Jay-Z and producer Timbaland. Cooper plays a video of the artist and producer collaborating to a class of about 8 students. The assignments in Cooper's audio production class change daily, but each time the goal is the same: to get students to express themselves through sound and to keep them occupied during the doldrums of summer.
We don't want them to sit at home and either play video games or end up running around in the streets and something bad can happen.
Cooper's class is part of the Bell program, a curriculum-based initiative that engages students outside of normal school hours to prevent things like the summer brain drain while school is out of session. Through a digital program called Soundation, the students build pieces of music by using samples that come with it. Here's how it works. First, you add some drum, then maybe another layer, maybe some strings. Mix it together, and there you have it. Music based on a vision. No trained musical skills necessary. Class projects range from creating beats for their favorite artists to designing what a new game might sound like. Cooper wants students to use their own feelings and experiences in what they produce.
Personally, I've learned how to channel my emotions through music, and it probably make me a better producer, which I want to be someday as I get older.
That's 13-year-old Courtney Cummings. He says there are all sorts of emotions that go into his finished products.
Depression, anger, but also a little bit of joy on the side, too.
And accomplishment. This class has given his music a space to actually be heard, which is what this class is. A place for students to learn and try new things. Cooper says he's worked as a music producer in Charlotte, so he wants students to learn the business side of the music industry as well.
I don't necessarily want to teach them how to play a note if they're not going to understand how to use that to actually get a job with it. Everything that you learn in this class, I want them to be able to apply it to actually working in the real world. So that's what I'm trying to incorporate. Real-world scenarios.
So one of next week's classes will be dedicated to learning how to read contracts, an important skill to know whether you're a music producer or not. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah DeLea in Charlotte.